Well, yeah, just you know, congratulations to TCU for a great great finish to a great game to watch. Certainly a tale of two halves from our perspective. And just very, very, you know, disappointed for our guys, not disappointed in our guys one bit. Fought like heck. The guys that were out there couldn't be prouder of their effort. And these two guys are two examples of guys that were banged up all year long and kept fighting. And, you know, they made one more play than we did. Just too bad to finish how much these guys improved, how much they fought and worked hard throughout the bowl prep. To end it this way is tough, but we will forge ahead, build from it in every phase, come back and get ready to go to school and move on.
Questions, please raise your hand. Laura, come up, Mike.
Mark, TCU obviously knew they had to go to their backup. You guys didn't. Are you disappointed in the second half that you weren't able to generate more offense with Lockie and also a replacement at center?
Sure. Yeah, we... you know, that those kind of things happen, and again, I thought we had some opportunities, and that's the tough thing about this game is an end like that in triple overtime that there's, you know, one little thing here or there, but obviously points were at a, you know, premium for us in the second half, and we'll you know, take that as a tough pill.
Question in the front.
Mark, you said yesterday that you would need to see improvement in all areas, coaches, players, including yourself. Do you think you saw improvement today?
It's impossible to answer a question like that. And the thing, you know, everybody wants to point a finger at one person, point it at me, blame me. I'm 100% good with that. And then every single person, including me, needs to improve. And you know, This kind of game, there were so many odd things that happened, so many guys that were available, not available. Our guys battled, and they believed until the end. And that there's a ton to be said for that.
Person behind.
All right, Coach Kimbry with GridironGirl.org. Did you change your game plan at all once you found out that Boykin wouldn't be starting for TCU?
Not really. I mean, yes and no. I think each individual has some strengths and weaknesses. They're a little bit different than another in terms of 12 and 6, and then the 3, the guy that, you know, has played a little bit of quarterback for them. So from that standpoint, you're gonna you know, do a little bit more of something or less of something. And for a half, that worked really well.
Mark, back here.
Down here. Next week.
Can I go?
Yes, go ahead. Okay.
Mark, back here. Going into the end of the first half, you're up 31-0. Yes, you did lose Hegarty and you lost Vernon, but when did you feel the momentum shift where TCU really started to kind of hound it on in the second half?
Well, I don't know if I've ever felt, you know, I don't think you think in those terms. I think you think of making the next play and how can you you know, if we score one touchdown right there in that one period, it's over. You know, we had a couple chances on third downs to get guys, had a couple turnover opportunities that, you know, again, we'll go back and hurt. But, yeah, certainly Matt Pearson was also not available in the second half. As well as Dwayne, and you know, you're switching things around. I think Charles Nelson played every snap and every phase, it seemed like, there for a while. And again, proud of how our guys battled.
Mark, right here. Did you consider with the lead and TCU coming back, maybe trying to slow tempo a little bit and maybe doing more quarterback under center, considering the snap problems?
We did not consider the quarterback under center part. It's kind of always a double-edged sword about the tempo part. Some of our best things were in tempo, and if you're getting first downs, you know, that's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, kind of a scenario. And that's what they do well, is dial in it, you know, to formations and all those kind of things. And so, yeah, we'll go back and look at those things and evaluate them.
Mark, I know that Vernon was not the only guy you lost, but is it concerning to you how different the team looked this year when he was healthy versus when he wasn't?
We want every guy that's in there to play great, and that's every side of the ball. That's a backup, you know, whatever, DB, linebacker, defensive lineman, offensive player, special teams player. And so certainly you want quality depth, and that position is absolutely a premium.
Other questions for Coach or the players?
DeForest, how much energy did you guys not have, and how did you feel like in that overtime when you forced the field goal that like maybe you could steal the game late?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, when we force them to kick a field goal, you know, it goes through everybody's mind. You know, we have a chance to, like Coach Helfer said, all the guys, we fought to the end. We believed that we could win, and I'm just proud of everybody on how, you know, we fought to all the way to the triple overtime.
Question right here.
Mark, it's been a long time since you've had to play a backup quarterback, a couple months now. Did you have a feeling at all that, hey, you were in better position if you had to play a Jeff Lockie to go out there and maintain a game and complete a pass for first down and allow room for Royce to operate a little bit there? Did you feel confident with Jeff going into this game?
Absolutely. You know, I think we have, again, we have confidence in all those guys, and if they go in there, we expect them to play great. It's that simple. Obviously, we didn't, you know, put enough points on the board there at the end. He battled great at the end and had a chance to make some plays. And, you know, again, that's where it'll be frustrating for all of us. And again, starting with me, of why things happened and how things played out.
Coach Helfrich right here. Did at any point in the second half did you consider making a switch at quarterback or center? And then can you also talk about Royce's performance, especially in the fourth quarter and into overtime?
Royce is a stud. And on the first part of it, kind of how a couple of other guys were banged up, we didn't, you know, there wasn't a ton of options there available. And you know, it was one of those things where we were really close. I mean, on the play where he puts his knee on the ground, it's a touchdown. You know, the game's over. It's that kind of game where a 2-inch knee tap or a 2-inch almost double move to Carrington, two double moves to Carrington, we have chance to make plays, and those are those little things when you're talking about in practice that you know, player A and player B have to always be in sync and in rhythm. Those are tough lessons right now to really learn.
Royce, can you talk about the challenges of playing with the same edge up 31-0 as it took to build that 31-0 lead?
Personally, me as a competitor, I mean, I didn't take it as a 30-point lead or anything like that. I just took it as 0-0. So, I mean, there's different personalities here and there, but it's something that we probably have to work on is continuing the momentum and learning how to finish games the correct way.
To DeForest, Cole Housen looked like a different player in the second half. What did you see that was different about the way TCU's offense was being run by him first half versus second half?
Yeah, they're just, you know, a lot more comfortable in the second half with him in, and you know, they came out ready to play in the second half. You know, like Roy said, it's the finishing part that we need to finish work on in the second half. This whole year, especially on the defensive side, it's been a struggle in the second half trying to finish games when we're just like the Oregon State game. You know, we had a 31-0 lead and we gave all of that up. And, you know, it's just something we need to work on and keeping that momentum going.
Is there a final question?
Coach, both Vernon and Darren lost someone very personal and special to them. Was this game particularly emotional for them or the whole team at all?
Well, I think obviously you'd have to discuss that with them individually, and you know, I think we all had conversations with those guys on some level during the bowl prep, and you know, Royce was close to Markell as well, and so, you know, I'm sure that's that much more difficult in this situation, and you know, our guys believed to the end, they fought to the end, they were emotional to the end, and we got beat.
Thank you, Coach DeForest and Royce.